There's this crazy, tantalizing little legend in my family that some great-grandparent on my mother's side is the sister of some grandparent of John D. Rockefeller. They lived in the same town in Cayuga County in upstate New York. My mother talked about it quite a lot. John D. would visit our great-great-grandmother, aunt, whatever, every year when he was the richest man in the world. Yeah, but that story never went anywhere. Fun story, dreamy story, but that's all. No secret inheritance there.
This is Donna from Winter Park, Florida. I've been researching my family genealogy for about 15 years. Big surprises? King Henry of France is my 28th great-grandfather on my mother's side. King William of Scotland, 24th great-grandfather on my father's side. But all these generations and migrations later, both my parents descending from royal lines. Who would have thought it?
Finding the royalty and the Rockefellers in your family tree, that's the mission of genealogy. From Granbury, Texas, my daughter did our family tree on my father's side all the way back to the earliest records in Ireland to 1120, Mail Fyrock Tool Flood of Ulster. We found where we originally settled in Somerset County, Maryland, and then sailed to North Carolina and settled in what became known as Tolls Bay area. Nice. Brookings, South Dakota. I came from a long line of Mennonite pacifists. I never realized that my aversion to war was so deep-seated. I became very proud of my great-grandfather after seeing his handwritten objection to being drafted into service during World War I.
Hey, my name is Julie Bailey. I'm calling from the Bronx, New York. It is difficult when you are part of the diaspora to trace your family tree. I've traced the white part of my family all the way back to Scotland, but the part that comes from Africa, I guess I will never know, particularly because our first stop was the Caribbean.
Mary Tedesco from Gloucester, Massachusetts, does this for a living, and now she hosts a reality show on PBS. In her case, research into people's Italian and Italian-American family history led her to found her company Origins Italy, but now she's the co-host of PBS's new Genealogy Roadshow, which is, well, you get the idea.
So about 10 years ago, a financial colleague clued me into a beautiful thing called genealogy. And John, I have to tell you, I was hooked. I went down the rabbit hole and I never emerged again. So this passion quickly turned into my profession. And the last 10 years have just been a wonderful opportunity. And then, of course, to be on this PBS series, Genealogy Roadshow, and share genealogy with America. So it's a true joy for me and my other two co-hosts.
Can you compete with the Mormons, who've done a huge amount of genealogy in the United States?
The Mormons have made a tremendous contribution to genealogy, and I don't believe that digitized records would be where they are today without the contributions of the Mormon Church.
It's so interesting. What did you discover that really led you beyond simply family stories to realizing that this is a part of America's real heritage?
Well, I think every discovery that we make about our ancestors is very important. For me, for example, I love the anecdotal clues like figuring out where the height in my family came from. My grandmother had always told me that the height came from her side of the family. She said her dad was over 6 feet. So I pulled the record from Innsbruck, Austria, only to find out he was 5'5", despite what everybody had believed. So I went back to my grandmother and I said, "Your dad was actually 5'5", not 6 feet." And she said in her classic Italian accent, "Well, he looked taller to me." So,
oh my God.
I mean, such is the power of family lore. And we discover, you know, cute things like that that create new family stories and new family traditions, John.
And your grandfather was a translator for the U.S. Army in World War II?
He certainly was. He was an American GI, and he saw a beautiful girl on the Tiber River that, you know, soon became his wife. And he said, "I am going to marry that girl." And he did.
You know, it's interesting that in America, these stories, which are so valuable and wonderful to hear by the children who came from those meetings, but it's you know, it's unusual that they stay in the family. They have to be dug up in many ways. Why did your stories have to be dug up and weren't really, you know, talked around the dinner table?
Well, the particular story that you alluded to, the one of my grandparents, I heard that firsthand from my grandparents. And I think the thing about my great-grandfather's height was just that. She was little. You know, she was a girl, basically, when she left a young married girl and didn't realize really how tall or what the height is of her dad. We see the same things on Genealogy Roadshow week after week. There's kind of a kernel of, you know, a family story that may be true or may be remotely accurate. And then we take that and we discover the real story. Our research team really sinks their teeth into it.
And I love, you know, Janet Mansfield, who had an idea of something, mm-hmm. and you were able to bring it into reality. Listen.
So you came to us with a very fascinating story. You think that your grandfather, Archibald Stuart Hunter, may have witnessed the Trinity test?
These were vague stories that I grew up on. We didn't hear much, I think probably because he wasn't allowed to talk about it.
So I understand you brought us a postcard.
I did. This is from my grandfather, written to my grandmother in 1947 from Albuquerque. And it's the only paper trail I have of him actually being in New Mexico.
Of course, the Trinity test was the first nuclear fission test at Alamogordo, New Mexico. So she just wandered up to hey, we're doing this kind of thing, told this story, and you got started.
No, actually, she submitted her story through genealogyroadshow.org, I believe a couple of months in advance. And from there, our producers and our research team were able to locate this story and say, this would be an amazing story to tell on Genealogy Roadshow. From there, our researchers had at it, and we researched boxes and boxes of documents at the National Archives, trying to find out whether or not Janet Mansfield's grandfather was, in fact, connected to the Trinity test.
So is it a spoiler to tell whether her grandfather was or not?
We'll have to tune in tonight.
I see. All right. Very good. Very good. Mark V. Hill in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which was the site of your first episode, had a similar story.
I'm Mark V. Hill. I'm 30 years old. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm coming here to find out more about my father's side of the family. I know we've been in the state of New Mexico for a very long time. I've heard some stories here and there, but I really want some better detail of what really happened in our history.
Now, this is the category of people trying to trace themselves, you know, back but even before the Mayflower. And how did Mark do?
Well, Mark did pretty fantastic. We found some very exciting connections for both Mark and the V-Hill family. Whether and how far back their family history goes in New Mexico is really a thing for this evening on the episode of Genealogy Roadshow. It's a great story. You're not going to want to miss that, John.
Mary, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. My pleasure.
Genealogist Mary Tedesco is co-host of PBS's Genealogy Roadshow and founder of Origins Italy. Season 3 of Genealogy Roadshow debuts tonight on PBS at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time.